needs. Water to them. Erev Tov, everybody. So, like I said, I'm glad you all joined us tonight because I have a little bit of a treat. And by popular demand, I don't usually do show and tell, but before Rosh Hashanah, because it was a popular request for those Ba'alei Tokim out there, I have mentioned in the past few shiurim that the number one most important siman for those who are Tokim Bashofar or want to know anything about Tkiyot Shofar is Siman Taf Kuf Tzadi. Toda. Taf Kuf Tzadi, that which is 590 in Shulchan Aruch. That's all of the Dine Tkiyot, the length of the Tkiyot, the shiurim, and so on and so forth. Now, there are some big machlokot rishonim, which Maran Shulchan Aruch addresses in Taf Kuf Tzadi, which Be'ezat Hashem, I'll get to the Psak Halacha, hopefully, and then get to some demonstrations, hands-on, so that you'll know how to, if you need to blow, or if you need to know what is a Tkiyah Kshera versus a Tkiyah Psula. So if you get there, I'm not saying don't try this at home, like to correct the Tokeah if you're in a, whatever, but you really need to, you know what you're doing for that and be musmach for that, but at least to know the sugya behind this. So I'm going to read to you first from the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Kuf Tzadi, Saif Gima. Maran writes as follows. Now listen very closely to the verbiage of the Shulchan Aruch because I'm going to, you know, besides for the actual halachot, I want to kind of give you the tools to be able, you know, just like your... Yes, sir.
Does it say the Kavanot in Shulchan Aruch?
Nope. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch doesn't usually do that. The Shulchan Aruch is very much just a halachic sefer. If you want to see Kavanot, then usually go to the Sifrei HaMekubalim. You'd see in the Sidur HaRashash, you'd see it in the Kitvei Ari, you'd see it in Kaf HaChaim quotes along. Kaf HaChaim is a very interesting sefer in that it's a perush on Shulchan Aruch, but as he comments and brings all the poskim on the words of the Shulchan Aruch, he'll bring both the poskim and the mekubalim. So the Kaf HaChaim is actually a very, very, if you're looking for a resource that combines both halacha and kabbalah, Kaf HaChaim is the way to go. So if you want to see the kavanot, that is also in Siman Taf Kuf Tzadi. Now, watch this. Says Maran, Yesh omrim sheshi'ur tki'ah kitru'ah. There are those who say that a tki'ah has to be the length of a tru'ah. Because don't forget, the Gemara said that ikara kol on Rosh Hashanah is tru'ah. Tki'ah is just kind of a tag-along, right? Because every tru'ah has to be sandwiched between a tki'ah before and a tki'ah after. But the tki'ah kind of only tags along to the tru'ah. So how long does the tki'ah have to be? It has to be the same length as a tru'ah. Great. That doesn't help me until I know how long a tru'ah is. Says Maran, v'shi'ur tru'ah ki shlosha yevavot. The shi'ur of a tru'ah is three yevavot. What's that? Dehainu shalosh kochot be'alma kolshehu. V'hem nikrein tromitin. Which means, okay? Rabotai, this is not my... Shofar Shon Rosh Hashanah. This is one of my backups. I have a collection at home of many shofarot. This is just one of mine. They come from different countries and they come from different animals and they also have different mouthpieces depending on my mood. This, as you can see, this is very clearly a shofar shel ayil, yeah, which is the Maskanat Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Dav Kavav Amud Bet, which is also the shiur, the Psak and Shulchan Aruch, is that the most preferable shofar for Rosh Hashanah is Shel Zecharim Kefufim. Zechar is Ayin, Kafuf, bent. Yeah, so this is the number one shofar. Although there are other shofarot that are kashiv Rosh Hashanah, this is the most preferable type of shofar. Yeah.
Naturally bent versus...
Well, Ayin, by nature, by definition, is always bent. Oh. Shofar Shel Ayin. There's a machlok taposkim. If you take, for instance, the Mishnah says that Ya'el is a gazelle, like a mountain goat. So those naturally are straight. The poskim disagree whether or not if you artificially melt it down and bend it, is that considered being bent or does it have to be bent mitchilat briyato? That's a different story. Yeah.
Isn't that
resurrection? No.
Amen.
Mishnah Berayin Kafachayim bring down. Lecha techila. The shofar should be blown on the right side of the mouth, preferably. Again, it's not ma'akev, some people can't. And preferably, the curvature of the shofar should also be to the right, as this is. See? Goes to the right. Again, that's only din l'chatechila, bevadai bevadai lo ma'akev. Now, according to Rashi, I'm going to... This first shita that the Shulchan brings down is shitat Rashi, which means, according to Rashi, this would be, let's say it was tarat. Tki'ah, tru'ah, tki'ah. a truah, according to Rashi, he said, is shalosh yevavot, which is shalosh kochot be'alma, which means, according to Rashi, this is a truah. That's a truah. No. Which means that a tarat, according to Rashi, would be... That's tarat according to Rashi. That's opinion number one in Shulchan Aruch. Remember that. Now what happens is, however you want to say a tru'ah is, that would conversely affect how long a shvarim is. Why? Because a shvarim is just another variation of a tru'ah, because we're not sure. Remember we spoke about the Gemara, what kind of cry? Is it a sigh? Is it a wail? So, not a whale with an H, a whale with an A-I-L. Anyway, bekitzur. So, ulfize. צריך להיזהר שלא יאריך בשבר כשלושה תרמיתין, שאם כן, יצא מכלל שבר ונעשה תקיעה. Now again, תקיעה is, with regards to תקיעה and תרועה, there is always a minimum שיעור. תקיעה and תרועה never have a maximum שיעור, which means you can go by the תקיעה and the תרועה for as long as you want, according to any opinion you're fine. What the minimum שיעור is a מחלוקת, as we'll see, but shvarim do have a maximum shiur. Why?
Maximum
per shevir. Why? Why am I saying that? According to Rashi, watch this. Rashi, huh? Oh, we're the, yes. Okay. So, bikitsu. No problem. Okay. Yeah. You can put this on the what do you call those? The archives. Anyway, mikol makom. According to Rashi, it comes out if you do. Watch what I'm doing. How long was the tkiah according to Rashi? Three tromitin. Nahon, that was, which is how long? Again, tarat according to Rashi. No, too short. Zil. Now, watch my shvarim. According to Rashi, in order for the shvarim, for each shever, to stay a shever and not turn into a tkiah, it can never be longer than three tromitin. Which means, according to Rashi, each shever has to be less than three tromitin, meaning two. Shvarim. If it's longer than that, according to Rashi, if I did like we usually do, I didn't do three shvarim according to Rashi's. What did I just do? I did three tkiot, and that passed the kol. That's what Maran says, b'de'ah rishonah. And be'emet, if you look in the Bet Yosef writes that the minhag was, and where he was at the time, Sfarad, and then in Sfat, the minhag was to do like Rashi. Each shever, very short, which means altogether, each shever is two tromitin, two, which is altogether six tromitin, so that the shever doesn't become a tki'ah. Says Maran, de'ah number two. So he says, it's always fun when you can act out the halachot. Hopefully, I don't know if during Ben Azman, and maybe you come visit me. I have an etrog store, or a big Baruch Hashem line, and an etrog business in the basement of Al Simcha, which is where my minyan is going to be. So over there, all of the halachot come to life when you see all the different etrogim and letlach and chazaziot and lulavim. It's a very it's one thing to learn about it, but then when you see the mitzvot and you see the halachot in the flesh, it's a totally different experience. So now says Maran like this. וצריך להאריך בתקיעה של תשרת יותר מבשל תשעת, ובשל תשעת יותר מבשל תרת. Which means, according to Rashi, תשרת, the תקיעה has to be the longest. Why? Because the תקיעה always has to correspond to the תרועה. In תשרת, what's the תרועה in תשרת? שברים and תרועה. What's the תרועה by תשעת? The שברים. What's the תרועה by תרת? The תרועה. And each one is greater, according to Rashi. Listen to the Cheshbon, Rabotai. Ready? Which one is the longest? Which one is the medium? And which one is the shortest, according to Rashi, and why? In terms of tromitin. Tromitin means toots. Just a toot, a sound. Go for it.
According to
Rashi, what's the shortest one? The
shortest one would be
Torah. Why? How many?
Two.
Three.
Three
tromitin. According to Rashi, Torah is toot. Zil. That's Torah. What's longer than that?
Shvarim.
Why? Because like we said, according to Rashi, maximum each shever is two tromitin, which comes out that the shvarim, which is three shvarim, comes out to six tromitin. So you jumped from the trua of tarat being three tromitin. Now by tashat, it becomes six tromitin, which is obviously going to be the longest by definition. Tashrat, because in tashrat, what do you have? You have both of them. You have the shvarim, which is six tromitin, and then you have the trua, which is another three. That's nine. So according to Rashi, each the tkiot of each one of those sets has to become elongated based on the trua that you're doing in the middle. You following me? It gets a little nitty-gritty, but it's gratifying when you get it. Yeah? Shvarim trua, longest, because the shvarim is six, trua is three. Tashrat, that's nine. Then you have tashat, three shvarim, each one two tromitin, two, and two, that's six. Tarat, obviously the shortest. All, even according to Rashi, it comes out that you have to be ma'arich in the tki'ah relative to the tru'ah that you're doing in the middle of the set. This is all opinion number one, Rashi, in Shulchan Aruch Yisr. David,
Rashi, yeah. Yeah. Rashi, if you want to ma'arich in the tki'ah, you can...
Tki'ah and tru'ah have no maximum. Shvarim, yes. Okay, remember that, according to everybody. Which means if you want to do... 500 tromitin tki'ah, that's also fine. Yeah, if you want to do a tki'ah gdola every time, it's not, by the way, a Baal Tokea has to know how to apportion his breath. We've spoken about this before, because just because he can blow longer doesn't mean he should, because it costs you more air, and every time it costs you more air, it costs you more recovery time. You know, every time you do exercise, and you guess, this is also a kind of exercise. So the longer you do the tki'ah for, the more exertion there is. More exertion, more recovery. More recovery, less koach to do the rest of the tki'ot. You understand? There's a physics, there's a science behind the tki'ah shofar as well. It's not just halachics, it's practice. Now, opinion number two. Umiyu, I'm continuing Maran, this also is fine. Umiyu ima'arich harbe b'chol tki'ah en lachu, she'en la shi'ur lemana. V'chen betru'a yachol ha'arich ba kmo she'yitzeh. וכן אם הוסיף על שלושה שברים ועושה ארבעה או חמישה, אין לחוש. The halacha is, we said שברים have a maximum amount, correct? Now if you do, sometimes people, you're supposed to do three שברים, נכון? That's a regular שברים. What happens, sometimes you'll hear people, how many שברים did I do?
Four.
Four, yeah? Gam kasher, you can do as many shvarim as you can elongate, according to Rashi, the shvarim so long, but the amount of shvarim that you do, it's okay. You can do multiple shvarim, because as long as it still sounds like a cry, it's minimum of three shvarim. But if you want to do more shvarim, then mutar. Yeah.
Well, all you do hard, Rav just mentioned you want to keep it as short as possible, all you do four.
Short as possible in terms of the length of the shiver. But the frequency, which means, according to Rashi, here's the shvarim, yeah? Right? Like that. But if I want... You understand? I did the same length. The length was the same. I just added more to the staccato. Verstehst? Now, this is all opinion number one. When was the last time you heard somebody blow a shvarim like that? Blow shofar like that? Huh? Well, no. I'm saying in the... With that length of the tki'ot.
Never.
Okay. Why? Listen to this. Says Maran, v'yesh omrim. You already see an indication. How did Maran start? Yesh omrim, kacha. V'yesh omrim, like this. Number two. Sheshi'ur yebava, shlosha tromitin, v'shi'ur tru'a, kishlosha yevavot, shem tish'a tromitin. Now we're talking, says Maran, second opinion, ba'ale ha-tosfot. Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, kol ba'ale ha-tosfot, and Rambam, argue on Rashi. And they say, no, a trua is not three tromitin. You remember what I told you, what's tromitin? Toots, yeah? Kol shu, that's a tromit. Rashi says a trua is three toot, nezeo. Tosfot says, no, a yevava is three toots. A trua requires three yevavot, each one being three toots. So according, now we start getting a little bit more familiar, which means according to the second opinion, Tosfot v'Arambam, how long is a trua? Nine toots. Yeah? Yeah, that's nine. He says, v'shi'ur tki'ah, gam ken tishak tromitin kitrua, which means according to Tosfot, according to everybody, the tkia, the length of the tkia will always mirror what? The trua of that set. Whether it's a shvarim trua or shvarim or just a trua, the tkia will always mirror it. So what happened now? According to Tosfot and according to the Rambam, if I just do a trua like this, lo yatsa pasul, according to Tosfot, because it needs to be a minimum of 9. Now, that being said, what else has to elongate with that? The tkiah as well. Now, the same way we said that the tkiah has to mirror, now according to that, what does he say? Ulfize en lachushim he'erich ktzat bashvarim. Yeah, he says, according to this, if I go a little bit above 3 trumitin or above, is it a problem according to the shita or not? What was the whole problem according to Rashi? Haltkap rabotai, keep cheshbon. What was the whole problem with Rashi elongating the each one of the shvarim more than 3 tromitin or more? Because Rashi says, at that point, it's no longer considered a shever, then what is it called? It becomes a tki'ah. According to Tosfot, a tki'ah is never any less than 9 tromitin, which means even if I elongate the shvarim from 3 until 9, I'm still good. It still ain't a tki'ah. It's still begeder shvarim. And therefore, even though the Bet Yosef writes in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi that the minhag was like Rashi to do very short shvarim, each shever, 2 tromitin, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu says in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch argues, and not argues, but changes his mind from what he said in Bet Yosef. Maran Paskin's like that in Chazon Ovadia. And he says, Minhag Ha'olam, he brings many poskim, and Minhag Ha'olam is to do Shvarim today, 3 tromitin. Not so short like Rashi. Regular Shvarim. How do you hear it? Right? Ine. What was that? 3 tromitin. You see? I do a little, my shvarim is a little bit shticky, but a regular, huh?
That's perfect.
Well, it has a shtick. A regular flat shvarim is, no, shticky doesn't mean bad. It just means like,
in addition.
Fancy. Yafe, thank you. A regular shvarim is like this. What most people do. Okay, that's regular.
What do you do?
I pulled it, the way I was taught, by an elderly Iraqi Tokea, who actually came from Baghdad. His name was Rabbi Chizkil Abras, Alav Shalom. He told me, Abras, Iraqi. Anyway.
And so how do you do it differently?
Listen, regular. Mine. Yeah, you understand? Now, both of them are kasher. There's no issue with that. Now, that being said, that each one of those shvarim was 3 tromitin. Rashi, you made it at kia. Says Maran, don't worry about Rashi. You have rova poskim who argue on Rashi. You're fine. Yesh ve'yesh, alachak yesh batra. Maran holds that you can do it like that. But even according to the Yesh Hasheni, the same formula that Rashi said, that tkia of tashrat is longest, tashat, shorter, tarat, shortest, now it's going to be the same for Tosfot, for the second opinion. Even though we do hold like the second opinion, watch this. Now you're going to, without reading the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to tell me the formula, according to the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, which is the halacha, how long the tkiot of each one of the sets have to be. Okay, let's start backwards. Let's start from tarat. According to second opinion, halacha, how long is the truah? How many toots? Minimum? 9. How long is the tki'ah? 9 tromitin by tarat. Tashat, more or less the same thing, because we said each shevir is 3. 3, 3. Tashat. Okay. Tashat. Each shevir is 3. 3, 3, 3 is 9. Same thing. Now what about tashrat?
Is it 18?
Ah! Yafeh. Why do you say 18?
Because you have shvarim
and truah. Shvarim is at least 9 tromitin. Truah, also at least 9 tromitin. That's, but when you have them together, the tkiot. Now when we're talking about the tkiot, it's not only the beginning ones, it's beginning and end. Which means the longest tkiah of any of the sets is obviously, hands down, going to be where? Tashrat, which is going to be longer than both tashat and tarat. The question becomes, Rabotai, these are all nice concepts. if we have to break it down into time, into seconds, how many tromitin can? How long is it in a second? Hagaon Rabbi Meir Mazuz quotes his father in Sheilot u'Tshuvot Ish Matzliach. His father said his father had a Kabbalah that, and this was what they did in Tunis, the Tunisians do. He says there are 3 tromitin per second. 3 tromitin per second. That's his thing. So if there's 3 tromitin per second, how long does the tkiah of Tashat and Tarat have to be?
3 seconds.
3 seconds, because it's got to be 9. And how long does the tkiah of Tashrat have to be if it needs to be 18?
6.
That's 6 seconds. That's a long time. That's a long tkiah. 6 seconds. Watch. I'm going to blow a tkiah now for 6 seconds, and we're going to see how long it actually is. Ready? 1, 2. That's 6 seconds. That's, again, in the world of Ba'alei Tokim, that's very, very long. Most poskim disagree with this. Hagaon Chachamim Tzion, in Or Letzion, Chelek Dalet, as well as Hagaon Rabbi Ofir Malka, in a Sefer Halichot Moed, as well as if you look in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he brings down from, he quotes very in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah on this Siman. The Dirshu? What?
Yeah.
The blue ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, he quotes over there. Actually, Rav Shmulevitz's first cousin was the Rishiva of the Mir Yeshiva, Hagon Rav Fal Shmulevitz. Rav Fal Shmulevitz was the son of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. He was the Rishiva after him. He was the posik for the Mir Yeshiva. He was a gaon atzum. He was an unreal gaon. Tell you a story. I doubt that Rabbi Shmulevitz knows the story, so you'll tell it over to him. Watch. One time, Maran Zichrono Bracha was writing about something, Maran Chacham Ovadia, and he wanted to look something up in, I don't know if you have, Encyclopedia Talmudit.
Yeah.
You know the green ones?
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable work. Encyclopedia Talmudit. So, he was looking something up, and you know it goes by Ma'arechet, it goes by like entries, by, you know, the name of the, huh?
Letters.
By letters. He was looking something up in Ma'arechet Chazaka. Dine Chazaka. And he was learning it, and he delved deeply into it, and after he finished learning it, he turned to one of the Talmidim. Somebody was in the house at the time learning with him. He said, Tevarin le mi katav etze. Mi katav et ha-ma'arechet hazot al Chazaka. Ze gaon, mi shkatav etze. Eze avoda yafa. Eze gaon. And they found out, they looked in the beginning, Ma'arechet Chazaka in Encyclopedia Talmudit was actually written by a Gaon Rav Rafal Shmulevitz Alav Shalom. So it's that's right. It's,
Maybe tell the last story. Never tell that story.
Yeah, it's a wow. very. So anyway, Rav Rafal Shmulevitz wrote the protocols, the procedures for the Baal Tokea in Yeshivat Mir in Yerushalayim, and over there it says how long does the Tkiah of Tashat and Tarat have to be, which is 9 Tromitin. He says about 1 second to about a second and a half. That's it. And how long does the Tkiah for Tashrat have to be? 2 to 2.5 seconds. Zeu. Lo yoter. They all disagree with the Kabbalah of the Ish Matzliach. They say, not, and I remember in Yechavedat, also in Bet Midrash Yechavedat, the Baal Tokea over there Chaim David did not require him to blow the Tkiah Tashrat for 6 seconds. Enough. 2.5, 3 seconds, Zeu mespeak. Enough. And for Tashat and Tarat, which is shorter, 1.5 to 2 seconds, Gam Zeu mespeak. Ine kacha. This is how I blow a Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. Okay, I'll show you now. Tashat zekacha. Huh? Yeah? No.
So it's on recording. I was going to say it should be recorded.
Okay, it's on recording. Now, I don't look at the clock while I blow, and I don't have anybody else look at the clock while I blow. Why? Because it's just confusing, and it doesn't need to. I already, from doing it for many years, you already get used to, you know, you kind of have the biological clock which tells you. Tashrat, kacha. That is Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, Bekashrut, Lefi HaMinhag. In Kiser HaChamim, by Ish Matzliach, they do it a little bit longer, Kefi Kabbalatam, but Lefi HaPuskim Shelanu, it's a little bit too long. And they actually, if you look in the Dirshu, it says that they did it by computer. There's all sorts of machines that measure sound. And in 1 second, you can get up to like 12 or 15 toots per second. Not six, not three, like the Ish Matzliach said, but many more. And they actually computed it scientifically, so certainly there's no need to be machmir like that level. So again, these are things. Now again, you remember last time we spoke about taking a breath versus not taking a breath? Watch me. If you listen carefully, you can tell the difference. Yeah, sometimes by Ashkenazim, but now that I'm telling you, pay attention. This is how I would do it by Miyoshe. Yeah, tashrat, no breath. This is the way you're supposed to do it for the Doraita ones, because then you're yotze aliba de kula alma kach pasak maran. Nachon, you remember? Noticed? No. Slight pause, no breath. Okay? Now, pause with a breath. And the Mishnah Berurah said, but no more than one breath. Not a longer pause than that. Quickly, a quick breath through the nose. Obviously, you're breathing through the nose, not through the mouth, because if you breathe through the mouth, you lose your place, and then every time you have to reposition the shofar on your mouth, you get a different sound. That's also the way the laws of physics as they apply to shofar. So, basically, that's the long and short of it. Any questions before we end for today? That was a special treat, the Krat Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes people have to blow for a minute straight after
ending the gong. That is, I mean, that's called the Tru'a Gedola. Tru'a Gedola, again, some people do it as like a competition to see, you know, how long can he go before he drops dead, you know, like before. That's not the idea. The idea is to have a Tru'a Gedola. By Ashkenazim, there's machloket. Minhag Ashkenazim is to blow at the end of the tefillah, Teki'a Gedola, a long Ti'a. Minhag Sfaradim is to blow Tru'a Gedola, which means it's a Tru'a. In general, Tru'a is just 9 Tromitin, 9 toots. Okay? Tru'a Gedola is longer. You know what I'm saying? There's no. And we do it in Kedele Balbelta Satan. After the tefillah, you don't want the Satan to go mimkatreg, so we do it to kind of mess him up, to confuse him. So it has to be a little bit longer, but it doesn't mean until a person, you know, I've seen people like pass out after they relax, you know what I'm saying? Especially the morning of Rosh Hashanah, you haven't eaten yet, you haven't had the Suda, take it easy, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to, it's like a competition, you're trying to break a world record. No, you don't have to do that. A little bit longer, bizzou. Yeah.
What's the point though? Either way, you're
doing
the
shofar
and you're confusing the
Satan. There's
one more
to give him a. Someone
like punch
him
in the face.
Yeah, Nakia, KO. Yeah? We'll meet tomorrow in room 221. Bezat Hashem at 12:30 for some Musar, Lichot Shabbat Kodesh. Baruch Adonai, Olam Amen, Amen.